You guys here for a cookie or a cracker? Yeah. We're loaded.
No, I thought that might be your lunch, though.
It was. That's right. But we got more.
It is.
All right, we are on, he says.
When you guys get ready, the first thing we need to do is to make sure that what you have is figures.
Is what we have.
It's requested figures, because it's not always been the case.
That was my first question. I've been listening earlier, and our numbers from last year that was approved by the commission was 132,224.
Okay, we got that much.
Okay.
All right.
Now, this year, we want to let you know, and I know I've told you, but the percentage has changed. Christian County's went up to 60%. And Taney County's went down from 42.24% to 40%. So we just want to make sure you all seen that. And we also want to make you aware of some reimbursements that are coming from Christian County. And that was another question I had. You know, none of our reimbursements are showing back up on our budgets. I know they're probably going into as revenue into the general revenue.
They probably are, but we want to make sure we're reporting them.
I'd like to at least give you all a copy of Terry had worked this up and gave to the auditor of Christian County.
She had me work it up, so.
Yeah, and you know, Christian County is going to be putting, they will only go up to $251 per employee for toward insurance, but That total is going to be $12,048 coming back to Taney County for employees.
Okay.
Let me see. A copy of each for you.
Okay. Let me
kind of get also.
Well, let me look in here.
Some reimbursement on the vehicles.
We would show those as revenues, would we not? If they're reimbursements from an outside entity, do you see them right now? I see juvenile insurance reimbursement. Okay, that's not it. I don't see it.
I like first. Would you explain what this handout is so that
I'll
have a better understanding? First, let me say this. I had thought that Taney County was providing coverage for employees that worked within Taney County. That may or may not be the case. Is this indicating that if there are employees elsewhere, well, let me have you explain it rather than you just guess. So.
What it is, Ron, is we have four full-time employees and, let's see,
so they're all listed.
Four full-time employees and one part-time employee, yes.
Okay.
And they are currently on Taney County's insurance, and that is what Christian County is reimbursing you for their 60%.
Does Christian County have?
They have insurance.
Provide insurance?
They do have insurance, but they, at least one of these employees have had Taney County's insurance for all 6 years.
Okay.
The change in Christian County this year is that they are only paying for $251 per any of their employees' insurance. So whatever it costs per employee, whether it's $469 or $529, the county up there is only paying $251
okay.
for anybody, whether it's a road guy or office holder.
I know what you're pulling out. I don't have mine. Do you want to tell me what we're paying?
So what that form, I have a form that Don prepared for me on what you're paying. And it's different for one of our employees, and three of our employees have the same rate. Here it is, Mike. I'd requested that back when we were preparing the budget in August. And so this is what Don...
It's upstairs on that one document.
What Dawn prepared for me is what they're paying right here. So that form that I prepared, Ron, was in conjunction with our auditor, Sam Yarnell, up there on what they would reimburse and also when they would reimburse, which they want to do the health insurance monthly just in case somebody were to leave employment or something like that, and then they want to pay the car insurance to you yearly, which I think is what they did last year. So, of course, we're hoping that you consider that kind of as revenue.
The employee health, they just pay it whatever their allotment is for those four and a half employees, mm-hmm. or four employees, because they don't give them benefits to half.
Right.
They send us the check for
$251 a month.
Per person, okay.
Per person.
Yeah. Actually, could help me out.
I see it right there.
What they would pay would be 60% of that, isn't it? Why would they pay the whole?
Because that's what they allow.
Not to four.
That's what they allow any of their employees in Christian County. So that's what she's proposing, that she reimburse you guys.
She's proposing that she would reimburse us $251 each for four employees?
Each for four employees, yes.
Why
per month. Well, your total, I mean, what you guys pay out per employee is, like for Corinne, $429 a month, and for all the other three is $549 a month.
That we pay out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I just want to get
this is,
why would you think we pay that much out?
Well, that's what Dawn.
When our employee benefit is way less than that, what we pay per employee.
Well, this is what Dawn sent up to me, and also the auditor
but
earlier
Lord
this
knows
year.
If we're paying for dependents.
It may be a misunderstanding.
So that's what Dawn sent me earlier this year.
I bet not. I bet there's dependent coverage, and that dependent coverage is attached to, along with the caveat that the county passed
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Now.
Okay, so their offer is we will pay this much money,
mm-hmm.
or it's all for, if in fact, Kenny County keeps them on their insurance.
Right.
Okay.
And she
question, Jim?
Yeah, that's from August.
I need to go get a document real fast from that I just saw earlier. That's why. Come here. What do we pay for employees?
When we did this estimate, we went and used our old rates.
Okay.
It was $357.90 for medical, $32.41 for dental, $558 for the life insurance. And did I put anything else on there?
Well, of course, there are zeros.
I just don't know how it gets up to $500.
Well, I do.
So is that all total?
Because they have a payment plan.
That's in
total
each of those.
$395.80. And then.
Is that Koreans at $395?
$357.90 is what an employee is.
So are those newer numbers than what these are, Dawn?
No. I'll have to go back and look and see what the what I sent you, but that's what we've been. And it could be we're paying.
Yeah, this is from August, so you can look it up.
Dawn.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'll put
oh, I know they've been bringing those into our office, too, so. All the hospitals and all the, well, one of the attorneys handmade some, so those are good. But yeah, I don't need any right now.
I'm in trouble sitting next to, I'll eat anything struck. You hear that, Jim?
I concur.
Come back to the commission hearing.
Yes, I will.
So maybe Christian County.
She's going to double check some things and. She's going to double check some plans and understand.
Where they came from.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me jump over.
Can I ask you another question here? The vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing. $1,320 in car insurance or auto insurance reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
We received so far 25,000 in reimbursements from juvenile. I don't know why, unless it's in a different line item. What other revenues do we have come in juvenile?
Just our grants.
That wouldn't be that.
No, the county, unless things have changed from years ago, receives reimbursements on anything that they pay towards any of the, towards any of you all, but we don't do that anymore.
No.
Just on those.
I'm going to go. Other county. I can go to the treasurer.
I think I might know.
Do we pay any monies up front that we get reimbursed from? That's how it used to work. Okay.
I think what it is year before last, Christian County didn't reimburse Taney County anything. So I think they were making up.
We did receive
last year.
Right. This year.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what it was.
Because we haven't seen
so that's why the amounts
that line item has no reimbursements except for 11.
We're going to have to come back to this.
Okay.
And the reason that I hadn't answered the question about the individual that you had before is until the county commission develops what they're going to do with the policy. We're looking at whom we're going to extend coverage to. Is that going to be limited, as our council tells us, to county employees? Is it going to be, anyway, we're still in the middle of that, and we don't know. We don't know what we're going to be doing here. But we are, in fact, waiting for some of that information. So.
Do you have a timeline on when? Because I know they had to waive coverage in Christian County last week.
What does that mean?
That they weren't taking, they make them sign a form that they have insurance elsewhere.
They do sign a form.
The employees up there and the employees in Taney County.
They opted out.
And the employees in Taney, yeah.
Assuming that
they would
assume that they're joining ours.
Because I know they all four did that.
We're waiting to debate on Monday. We've already got the opinion from the council. The council told us no. So we're waiting to talk about that.
What about other benefits? I mean, as far as insurance, not insurance, but like leave, time, and those kind of things. I mean, are they coming down with a different opinion with those? Or?
We didn't address that.
Because that was the issue on the specific employee that I was asking about, is leave balances.
You know, we had the discussions, and it probably got too far out of hand last January when we were talking about this, but all the questions were raised is what are the county's obligations above the maintenance of effort? And so council is weighing in with us about that. The state's not going to recognize it because the state hasn't approved it. They're really in the same land they're in a lot of other counties.
Nowhere land.
The state,
they're circuit
unfair,
employees.
Right.
They're the people.
And I really haven't checked, and I don't know if I've checked, but there's obviously lots of other multi-county circuits and how they do their insurance.
I haven't checked, but I mean...
I haven't either.
I don't have any idea. But
there's not lots that have the money to add the additional employees to county revenue.
Right.
Can we go yep. into, let me, again, it's 120, is that right?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And we have the same figure that was for 2011. Do we have the same figure that was requested for, how about we do, 139-21-60? Is that what you had?
I'm just now getting it.
We've asked.
2012. No?
For 2012, we've asked to be budgeted at 139.21.60. However, there were some reimbursements of 25.27.20 on reimbursements. So our net cost of the county would have been 128.394.40 total expenditures.
So 130.921 is what I've got. 2010.
Yeah, 139.21.
You get an estimate. There it is.
The I imagine number one. While it shows that there's a less amount that comes out of Taney County's pocket overall, I'm guessing that the request was for. And the difference for us is because the percentage has changed.
Right. Let's see, were we up?
We went from
total. See, Christian, I don't remember, Ron.
And we're up total.
Because detention stayed the same. We managed to negotiate another year at our same rate for detention. So so that didn't go up.
Tell me on the overall budget. Blue announced that the county commissioners meeting a couple of weeks ago that they've taken a 2% cut in Christian Town. Does that affect you too?
Yes.
From the level it was in 2011?
Mm-hmm. Of course, our level up there was different. They didn't cut us as bad.
Higher than ours.
Well, the cuts weren't, I guess, as...
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Last year, right.
Right.
So, Christian, well, you've done that, though. You said that. Mm-hmm. Christian County had... Did I hear you rescheduling, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they're seeking is 139.21.60. Let me ask a question in the figures I have here. I may not state this on this. On the maintenance of effort, there's no way we can lower that, correct? Legally?
That's how I understand.
On the maintenance of effort time. But it's lowered on these figures that were presented to us.
What have you?
It says 18,346. Am I reading it? Yeah, 18,346. It's like 1,000 less. Do your figures say that?
That's what mine says.
I understood that under the law, that was established, that it was to be that way for time now and law.
That's what I understood, too. Of course, I don't have the original.
I've got the maintenance effective statute here.
Does it give a dollar amount
for Taney County? For the circuit, $55,065.
Oh, so it was an amount for the circuit.
Yeah.
For the circuit. In that case, it could go down. Okay. I thought it was individual county.
What was it now? 55.
Well, at the beginning of this, now that I read it, it's of each county and every circuit in which a juvenile court employee becomes a state employee shall maintain each year. Now,
yeah, I don't think that it can go down.
I think.
But I don't know.
We always figured it for the second.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't figure it for the county.
Well, that's what our predecessors always did. See, the total I've got is 54,298. So it is about 1,000 off somewhere.
Do you have what Christian County approved? And did they approve?
I think I do. What they had us cut, Jim, was some. They asked me for $3,600.
Okay.
So I. They let me pick where
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
They let me pick where that came from. So I took it out of. I totally cut Christian County's training because now a lot of webinars are offered or scholarships for some of the trainings that we go to in state. So I totally took that category out of Christian County's, which And then I also cut some out of a counseling fund that we have. If judge court orders counseling for somebody, then we have to come up with some way to pay it. A lot of times that's through Medicaid, so that amount's not very big anyway.
So what's their amount then? Total
their
amount that they
total,
budgeted?
Total, I have to match up here, because I think it's going to include total benefits, total requested. Is it 238,719? If I read this right, you may.
That sounds a little high, actually.
And, of course, she's got SUTA and work comp and all that figured in, and loggers figured in. So this is 2012 requested. But it includes, like I said, FICA and mm-hmm. loggers and insurance, and that's the insurance reimbursement.
Okay.
So I don't know what all raises it. And then, of course, the reimbursement to you guys is in there.
Right. Okay.
So our requested, I mean, on our budget of them is
going to be less.
Because of percentage change. That's our total. But here's what we requested of Christian. Okay. But I know that includes stuff that she doesn't have me calculate, like workman's comp and SUTA and loggers and those things. So.
But now, I'm sorry I wasn't following the conversation. These employees are on a retirement program?
Mm-hmm. Because it's based on pay. And Taney County pays 40% of their pay, which is about six something an hour for some of them.
So where are these, which program are these four employees?
They're all in loggers.
All in loggers in Taney County or in Christian
County? Both, because Christian County pays.
You got two in one and two in another, or you just divide them up the cost? It has to be logged in one county or the other. Is it Taney or Christian?
They get loggers, I don't know, benefit summaries mm-hmm. every year from both counties because, because of course their pay is split. So their loggers amount in Christian County is based just off their Christian County pay. And their loggers amount that comes from Taney is based on their Taney County pay.
And that's based basically on 60% of their salary in Christian and 40% of their Taney County salary.
SURF?
They're not in SURF. At least in Christian County. I don't know about Taney.
Why aren't they in SURF?
I don't know.
Because legally, SURF said they're not county employees.
Is that why?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was before me. So.
That's been raised almost every year.
I didn't even know what SURF was. So.
Well, I'm perplexed. I'll tell you what I'm perplexed is that the insurance is not in Department 120. The insurance expense is not in 120 for us.
No, that's because it's an employee benefit. It's not in this budget. It's not in any individual budget in Taney County. Christian County.
Mm-hmm. They budget it that way.
Every single budget with those insurance items.
Yeah. She has me prepare similar to what we do
right.
here, and then she adds the benefits to it. So.
I'd like to see us do that. Because then it's just, it allows elected officials, employees to know
mm-hmm.
what that employee is actually getting. I mean, that's helpful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it's costing them to provide it. Excuse me.
It's all right. I had
best breakfast.
I had mine, so.
Well, I will pass these back down.
It's all right. I'm still good. Yeah.
Those are good. Well, you've been listening. You know what point we're trying to hit. so far, with the exception of the clerk, which we just worked in because it's the presidential election year coming up, is the only one that hasn't found the decrease for us across the board between 5 and 10. What are you computing over there?
I'm back to the insurance looking.
Well, if we did the same cuts we did in Christian...
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
My thought on that is in the revenues. Under 184.004.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. 101 in the revenue?
184.004.
Uh-huh.
If we move forward with this, that's where those revenues should be anticipated.
Well, I agree.
But there has to be a line, because I know that since I've been here, there was a large check that was received because...
Mm-hmm. I need to get a detail from Mary in just a second.
But the question is, where is it?
Well, here's my concern. When you brought up the insurance just now, Christian County's given $251 toward medical insurance. If we were to maintain the 60-40 split, we should only pay $165 of their medical.
And what would the balance be?
The total would be $416 total toward medical is paid.
If we pay our share and they only pay $251.
If they pay $251, we pay $165, that's the 60-40 split. But what Don is showing us, we're paying.
Well, the employee has the option then of going up there and allowing them to still only provide, I'm guessing, $251, right? That's the maximum.
That's the maximum they're paying.
That's the maximum the county's paying
for anybody.
Well, if it's
$300 up there, the employee's picking up $49.
Yeah.
Looks like our medical is going to cost us.
Thing. If you opt to the higher plan, it's $366. If it's not, it's $357. Is that right?
Right. Which looks like. Like in 2011, 357 was the number, so we were basically fine. Where I don't, but I still don't see what the revenues are to offset. I don't see anything.
I know the check came in from Christian County. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Jim. I know that.
Right. Okay.
I don't know where in the world.
I don't know either. And we're not picking on juvenile.
No,
it's, if you've listened in, we're having challenges throughout the whole budget.
But yeah, that's why it was a bigger amount for last year's, because they were making up
gotcha. From
the year before.
Now, the 251 has not been offered before. Is that correct? Is this the first year?
No, that's part of what the 25 grand was from last year. And the
okay.
Now, if you mean... The 251, if that's a change in Christian County for this year, all of their employees, yeah, that's the max that they're paying for anybody.
Okay. What's our insurance, by the way?
357.
Wow, we are generous. Because we give money toward the health, toward the family, too. Okay.
We're about 130 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, so where do we go from what we've got? My numbers and your numbers are the same. We show a 1% decrease over last year. Mm-hmm. That's just because of the
change
in the percentage cuts. Do you see 4% somewhere else?
I see maybe 2% more.
Where do you see that?
Like I was saying, we'd probably do the same thing, or at least I've talked to Mike about it, taking training totally out, which would be $1,600 more.
Okay. I got you. Pretty good chunk there.
And then taking some from counseling.
Counseling, which is section a little higher, right?
Probably 1,000.
Where's your counseling? I don't see it.
It's I'm down.
What did you say, 74?
50 or 74.
I see it now. I'm sorry.
So 1,000 out of there.
So it'd be leave it at 573.
So does that get us to 3?
That gets us to 3%. You are on it.
You know, the other would hurt a little deeper.
Let me ask you, before you go to where you're hitting bone here, the maintenance of effort conversation, do we need to adjust those numbers?
We may need to put, you know, just so it looks like, you know, our numbers are correct there. We may need to do some of that. But as far as total, you know, I think we can probably take 1,000.
In your requests that we're looking at, does that include any salary increases?
No.
No, same as 2011.
Yeah, okay. Christian's not given any raises and neither is the state, but I think Mike wants to address that with you.
Yeah, that any raises down here, I'd like to leave our county employees out of that because Christian County isn't approving any raises. And what we do in the past is we would wait and see if we can maybe come to you all in December of 12. If the state gave any adjustments, ask that they could be adjusted.
Okay.
But at this point in time, the only thing you all would give them is 40% of an hourly salary.
Right, right.
And that's not going to...
Right, I understand what you're saying.
So, you know, without Christian County involved, it's not going to...
So we would, I guess, request to be left out of the races.
Yeah,
left
out of that.
Which is what we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Until everybody could have a raise.
We need to, and I'm sorry to cut back in, I know you're working on that, but we need to let you know about this as soon as possible, fairness to our people, all four of these people.
I know our two Taney County gals are probably going to be looking at family. I know Sonny's on a family plan.
Mm-hmm. And then Corinne will be
getting ready to leave on maternity leave
next week, so hers will go up a little bit because I know the figures Dawn gave me are just based on her.
Well, my concern is deeper. My concern, if there's no sheriff in Taney County, what's Christian County going to do? Are they still going to go 251 now time for 4? They can. They were anyway. But what will they do?
Will they
say, no, we're only doing 2? The reason that they're looking for is because it's circuit.
Mm-hmm.
In your mileage, I'm jumping around. I just in your mileage line item, you have 1,800 requested. Are you on pace to use that much? Is there some we can
probably
shave there?
Not.
Can we shave a little bit there?
We may be able to.
A couple hundred?
Probably.
Okay.
It's a hard, you know, some of them are hard to predict, like attorney fees and court costs.
I understand.
And mileage if we were to have to go to court, you know, in Dade County or... So, yeah, but I think we could probably do that.
What do you have in the equipment purchases coming up?
In equipment, we were just calculating. We've got 2 old copy machines, one down here and one up there. And basically what comes out of that now is the maintenance contract on them.
Okay.
But as far as actual purchases, you know, we don't have anything planned to purchase, but just the covering those maintenance plans for both fax machines and the copy machines.
And those copy machines were purchased in 05 and 06, and I'm kind of worried about...
They've done okay, but...
we are going to undertake a study of all the copy machines, all the scanning machines, everything that we have throughout the entire system, because at least I'm convinced, and I know the gentleman is mostly convinced, that we're spending way more money than we should. I think we can have brand new equipment, lease the equipment. I mean, toner.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's over $1,000 a month. The
collector did that. I guess you sent me an email just a few minutes ago saying that that's what their office switched to a little while back.
Leasing.
So, so we need to look at that.
So it's basically the maintenance contracts on the 2 fax machines, the 2 copy machines.
I'm going to ask him to put a line down there that says equipment maintenance.
Yeah, it probably should be titled a little better.
I'll just add a line right there. Under the equipment expense, probably. What do you think?
Yes, I'm assuming that we have that in other
areas. We do.
So there's probably a number, which is what I was going to say.
Let me go to... vehicle, equipment...
did you do the 200 out of mileage?
I did.
Okay.
And I did, too, so that'd be...
So we're done.
Yeah, we'll take four.
Can tell you that?
Yeah, vehicle maintenance, but I'm trying to see...
It would be 003.
Okay.
So no, 123, 003.
Okay. So we at 3 point something now?
You're closer. Closer than you've ever been. Let me put maintenance here. So I should take the equipment purchase to zero and add 2,400 to vehicle to equipment maintenance.
If you wanna.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do that. That way it keeps the accounting a little cleaner.
If you want to move it.
Okay. Yeah, I show you at just shy of 4%. We're closer.
That is.
We need 1.17. And I've been offering, Ron will carol at your house if you can get there. So, that's the second offer. It worked last time.
What's the total amount on detention facility? And I'm assuming that's our county share.
It's under two totals there. The county share, Taney County share will be, 33,054 plus 18,346 per year.
I thought that, so you're using part of our maintenance sign.
We did that a few years ago to try to keep from asking for an increase, so we tried to absorb that in funds that we already had, so. When we had that big increase, was it 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Trying to do vehicle insurance and maintenance?
I haven't cut it. There's a little, the maintenance part, the vehicle purchase, the vehicle insurance should be approximately, $800 or so. So we must have some maintenance in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the 880, if we got 40% of that of the 2,200,
right.
The 880.
And then you got to have some maintenance. I'm sure that's part of the money you put in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as absorbing the rest of it, it would probably have to come out of a couple of categories that are hard to predict anyway. Like our attorney fee money or court costs. And court costs and attorney fees are hard for us to predict. We've managed to function with this amount of money for quite a while, but sometimes it depends if we have something at the Court of Appeals and we have to pay an attorney at $80 an hour, or if we have to publish on a parent for termination of parental rights, that costs about $240 parent.
Well, if we hit attorney fees, it's $3,700, we'd be there. That's where we have to be.
So that would be...
If you want to do it that way.
Yes, I may.
That puts us at 95%.
You need $1,500 more is what you're saying. Is
mm-hmm. that? I mean, we can go 3,700 there and be done, but.
I tell you what, Mike, are you all right with splitting that, like taking some out of court costs and some out of attorney fees?
Yeah.
Tell me what numbers you want to put in.
What we have to do is cut $1,500 out of both of those categories. So if you want to do.
You want to do 600 out of court costs and make it even 2,000?
I was thinking 5 out of there.
Okay,
2,100
there.
4,200.
4,200 in the attorney fees.
Where would we come out?
95%. Total price is $126,621.
Total price.
Out the door. Tags, title, and insurance.
Okay.
I'd like to...
Jerry, we won't wait till Monday. I'll get a hold of council today. I know that you need to know ASAP.
Because like I said, I know they signed their loan.
Right.
Waivers?
Yeah, they forced them to. I think it was the 1st of December.
Yeah, you want one of these?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. That's why I have them over here.
I just ate 37 cookies.
As far as cups, over here. I was saying 21, leave 2100 in there and take out 5 in court costs.
What we need to do is get a hold of council, get this answer resolved, and then let you guys know, if nothing else, this week. I mean, today or tomorrow. And what I'm going to do is go to the treasurer's office and get a printout of the revenue streams coming in from juvenile to see where that revenue is coming into and make sure we're seeing it all.
Well, I hope it's not stuck out there.
No man's land.
Some other...
So if I'm understanding you right, Ron, the deal with the insurance is you're thinking that there's a possibility that
we've been advised
the attorney
that
would come down and say...
He's already sent us a written opinion. So we're now debating that opinion that he sent us because I know that those people are stuck in Never Never Land.
Mm-hmm.
The state won't claim them. Many counties across the state won't claim them. I mean, I'm not telling you something you don't already know.
Sure. So but what you're saying is that Taney, I mean, there's a possibility they won't have an, that even the Taney County-based employees may not have an option for Taney County insurance?
If they're state employees, if they're limbo employees, we're arguing that.
So it's not just...
By the way, we're going to stay right where we're at, and we're not going to try to cut these people off. So I don't want that fear out there.
Yeah.
That's not...
I'm sure they're going to be asking.
That's not our intention.
That's not our intention.
I don't mean to be too funny. It's been a long day.
You know, part of their pay is by Taney County. So by that virtue, does it not automatically make them... I mean, say if they got...
Terry, no.
Say if they got into a...
Terry, it's...
Went into a person's house, you know, on and it ended up being a meth residence or something when they're taking a child in Taney County. I mean, you're saying they'd come down with that opinion?
What I'm saying is that County Employment and Retirement Fund in the state of Missouri said they're not county employees, they're not part of our retirement fund. Hmm. That's...
And that's what you're...
None of
that's
it, the
SERF,
the
is that what you're talking about?
That's for county employees only in the state. Mm-hmm. They won't recognize it. There's a couple of other out there, but that's one. We, on the other hand, are providing, as is Christian County, loggers.
Mm-hmm.
And loggers has accepted that and is accepting that.
Of course, that's what local and governmental employees, is that what logger stands for? So I guess it's a different... I think it's LAGERS, so Local and Government Employee Retirement System.
I like that.
Well, I think that may be what it is. Because I know that's based on your salary, so I guess that's why both counties are paying
that. I am so much going to look it up right now so I can make him look bad.
Local blank.
Local blank.
And surely it shouldn't stand for an A, but an and. But.
What is it, Jimmy? Josh.
Missouri Local Government Employee Retirement System.
So maybe the A doesn't stand for...
That's what the website says.
Okay.
So what shall we tell our people?
Nothing.
Okay.
They're listening, right?
Yeah, I'm sure some of them are.
I'm not real concerned about it. We're going to have a discussion about it today. I'm going to call.
Okay.
Call you Mike?
Yeah.
What's your phone number, sir?
546-3419.
I will call you. Party soon. Is that your office or yourself?
That's at the office.
Are you going to be there for a while?
Yep.
Okay. I wonder what the insurance rates are in Christian County and Tim.
I'm calling to find out.
If the county's picking up, and then, well, I'm sure they're not picking up any of the...
There's no dependent, no dental, no life, no... No. I mean, they cut some of that.
We pick up all that.
So that's my guess is why we've got all four employees there.
They've had traditionally better benefits down here than ever in Christian County.
Well, we should spread that around.
We can tell people that because it's different.
I'm going to say something that I haven't said to anyone else yet because we haven't been faced with this. And I haven't.
I'm only one of two of us
right here right now. But since you've met this 5%, and that's what our people are doing is they're coming in. And if we're going to be giving any type of increase back in the way of salary, maybe we can look at what part of that is towards these areas that you...
The last two that we just cut out and put that in there.
So, because, I mean, you made that decision, and we want to be as fair to every department as we can.
That's what we've traditionally done with any raises from either county is just said, look, we can't take them until everybody can... Because we've got several different people doing different jobs paid by different entities, and
right.
So it's been hard to give raises at all.
That's our hopes that we get there. If we get there, we're going to do our very best to do that, and then we'll come back and look at this. Thank you so much for your help, guys. I'll call you tomorrow.
Let me give you my cell because my secretary sent you that.
Don't say it too loud. Write it down. It's on being broadcast. Good seeing you.
You too.
Here, Jim's cell number is.
It's right in the paper.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a nice day. I'm going to trip you over there.
They smell good.
I think that was breakfast and what? She's doing pretty good, thank you. She's having a lot of trouble walking, balance. She's very pain in the back of her neck. And she thinks that's what's causing the imbalance. Could you cover down for just a second? Please.
My mother
can't take people's letters.
She's
as stubborn as us houses.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't get from you, Jim, was your total, I don't think.
Juvenile total?
Yeah, that would have been...
One department, 120.
And then you got...
126, 621, 40 cents.
You know, considering that they were already down 2,700 because of the reconfiguration of population, I think that was... I'm sorry, I saw you.
See you, Mike.
There you go.
We pay over 60% of their benefits. No, we don't. Actually, I don't have a clue. I know that we pay all their dental, all their vision.